Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let the Burt Show be your texting tutor. And we'll screw it up for you.
Mo, this one's going to hit a little close to home for you because she was inspired by something you did recently.
Really?
Yes. Our Burt Show listener who needs help with our texting tutor was inspired by you. We're going to try to help her get some money back.
Okay. Ooh. I'm nervous for some reason.
You might be responsible for the situation.
I think that's why.
Hey, Kathy, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for hearing me today. I really could use your help.
Absolutely. So you were inspired by Mo.
Yeah, so I heard Mo talking about that podcast studio and all that trouble he had with that, you know, quote-unquote electrician that he hired. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, I'm in a very similar situation, but with a mechanic, and I thought maybe y'all could help me kind of sort this out and get my money back, too.
Yeah, see, so, Mo, you got a full refund,
okay,
right?
Okay, I sure did, every dollar.
All right, so Kathy's looking to us to try to get a full refund. So I'm assuming we're going to text your mechanic and try to get you some money back.
Yes, please.
Okay, what happened?
So I took my 2018 Honda Civic, so like not a super old car. It shouldn't have been that hard to deal with, and it should have been a simple oil change. I'm not loaded, so I searched for the cheapest yet what I believe to be reputable car shop. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to do an oil change and a brake pad replacement, and the bill was $1,275.
Ooh, what?
Now, so, I'm not a mechanic, so I don't know if that is exorbitant or not.
It felt high, but, mm-hmm. you know, I figured everything was fine. But then immediately, as soon as I drove off the lot, the car started shaking, the brakes were just squealing, and then within like 10 minutes, that check engine light just popped right back on. Mm-hmm. So obviously something was wrong, and I didn't know what to do, so I took it to a different mechanic because I figured, well, they obviously didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I've never had my jaw hit the floor harder in my life, because the first mechanic forgot to put the oil cap back on.
Wow.
So there's oil leaking all over my engine block.
Oh my
and
God.
Hold on, though, he installed my brake pads backwards.
No way.
Oh.
So, like, not only did he put me in danger, but he could have destroyed my rotors, which would have cost me, I don't know, another $1,200, if not more. So I went, like, right back, and I said I demanded a refund, and the manager, his name is Doug, he said absolutely no refunds, and he offered to take another look. But, like, at this point,
no,
I wasn't going to trust him to, like, fix a toy car, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a mechanic, but this sounds bad.
Yeah, and like I'm out over $1,000 and my car isn't basically running now, and I have to pay even more to fix what they messed up. And I don't know, I feel really scammed, and you guys are so good at calling out bad business. I just really thought that I'll take this last resort, you know?
Good for you. Mechanics are always tough to deal with, but I feel like at the point where you put brake pads on backwards, you shouldn't even be that much of a fight for you to get some money back.
No, thank you. I feel like this is really, I hope that this is a slam dunk, but I've got Doug's cell phone number, and I just hope that maybe you guys can help me text him a little more convincingly than I could myself.
Well, here you go, Kathy. Is this an unreasonable request? Absolutely not. You have, from a sound source, which is the second mechanic you took your car to, the two major things that Doug did wrong, right? The problem is not whether this is a reasonable ask. The problem is Doug a reasonable or unreasonable person? And if he's an unreasonable person, then we might be hitting a brick wall here.
I wonder if there's some kind of like association over mechanics, like the people that give out the certificates that say you can change brakes or whatever. Better Business Bureau. Because I had something similar happen to me with a tooth. Like I went to go get a cavity filled and they cracked my tooth, but they refused to admit that they cracked my tooth. So I wrote a Karen complaint to like the health board or whatever saying that his license should be revoked. I don't know if that ever happened, but I really do hope that they did something about it.
A lot of states have consumer protection agencies for this very thing. So you would go to like, it's usually under the attorney general. You would go to the state consumer agency and report it and they will investigate. And I think you have grounds for a lawsuit as well. If they did work and if they said they did a service for you and you paid for it and they did not do that service, which I would argue that installing brake pads backwards, is that and a liability to your health. I think we can go in nicely, but I do think we could ramp it up to legal action if we needed to force his hand.
We're going to put our heads together here and we're going to try to come up with the best. I don't know if we should go in hot. I don't know if we should go in cold. I don't know if we should go in saccharine sweet. But what we're going to try to figure out is a way to get, our goal is to get the $1,275 back. That's the goal. Or maybe we'll land somewhere a little bit below that. I don't know. But we're going to try to get you at least some of your money back, Kathy. Okay? So just hang tight.
Okay. Thank you.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie. And this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Kathy hit us up, and she is annoyed and upset for just reason. Mo, why is Kathy needing our help with texting tutor today?
Well, she's dealing with a troubled mechanic, as a lot of us have dealt with in our lifetimes, and she took her car in, and the mechanic just did not seem to do his job correctly. He even went as far as installing her brake pads backwards, and when she left the lot, her check engine light came back on, and it just appears that he did not do good work, if any work, on the car. She went and got a second opinion from a different mechanic, and then the mechanic said everything that she thought, which is the first mechanic deserves to give her money back because he didn't do good work.
All right, so Kathy has Doug's cell because that's how he communicated with her to let her know when her car was ready for pickup. She went to him when she found this out, and Doug was like, no refunds, offered to take another look. But why would you trust a person like that to look at your car when they went ahead and put, you know, brake pads in backwards the first go round? So she wants our help to hit him back up so we can try to get this money back. So this is a democracy here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to go in sweet? Or are we going to go in salty?
Anytime I deal with any kind of mechanic or like oil changing situation, I feel like I have to channel my dad. And I feel like my dad in this situation would go in just very stern, very matter of fact, not coming in hot. But I think we just lay it all out there that we're in a place where we want it to be made right. And the way it should be made right is by you giving us our $1,200 back.
Have you texted Doug before?
So we text to get the, like, to make the arrangements for the car, and he texted me to let me know it was ready.
Okay. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband or a male figure in your life?
I'm seeing someone casually, but I don't know if getting them involved this early is...
I don't think you get them involved, but hear me out. I think you should text Doug as a man.
Because
remember, like, a lot of mechanics try and pull one over on women because they think they don't know. And to be fair, like, a lot of women really don't know about cars. But I'm wondering if Doug is already a little salty, if he'll respond better to a man coming at him being like, hey, you know, I'm the boyfriend and she told me X, Y, and Z, this is not going to fly.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Feels a little icky during Women's History Month.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, in March?
Or is it women leveraging the tools at their disposal?
We're weaponizing the patriarchy for our favor.
Exactly.
Do you want to stand up for yourself, Kathy, or do you want to pretend to be a man?
You know, at this point, I just want my money back, so I can be bought. Let's do the men thing.
See, here's the thing. If we go in as a man, I don't think boyfriend's going to have a lot of leverage. I think if we go in, we have to go in with husband.
All right,
this is Kathy's husband.
Completely agree.
Okay. All right, so let's go in, say,
hey, bro, monster truck, sports. What the hell was that? That's men like to grunt.
We do. I learn more and more about men every day.
Every man in my Orange Theory class well, when I took Orange Theory, would be big grunters.
Big grunters.
That's how I picture men.
Okay, so how would a bro start this out?
I would say, hey, what's up, bro? This is Kathy's husband, Jake.
All right, go with Mo, because he's the one that is in the room that has a penis.
Last time I checked.
We're just going to trust you on that one.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
I want proof.
No. He saw the great
sweatpants. I've already went viral, all right? I'm not doing it again.
They were Navy.
Not that I remember.
Okay. I didn't even
show your
remember.
Hand a little more, Kristen. It's because I posted it and somebody called me out for it. And I didn't know that was there.
I had no idea you had these lingering feelings.
Good times.
Okay, so hey, what's up, bro? It's Jake.
Hey, what's up, bro? This is Jake.
From State
this
Farm.
This is Kathy's husband, Jake, from State Farm. I would say filling in to let you know that the car still needs work. It actually needs more work. Since leaving your lot, the brake pads being put on backwards and other things have caused me to text you to let you know that we expect a full refund for the repairs that were never made to the car. Something in
for the inadequate repairs.
There you go.
Ooh.
Doesn't have to be word for word, but just get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
So filling in to let you know the car still needs work, like more work because of your bad job.
More work mistake. When we dropped it off.
More work because of
the mistakes you made during the repair, your faulty repairs.
Ooh, what about, faulty repairs. Yeah.
What about, hey, it's Jake, so-and-so's husband. I'm texting you because the repairs you made on my wife's car are not up to code and you need to fix them or give us a free refund.
But we don't want him to fix them.
We don't want him to fix them.
Oh, then we need you to give us a full refund.
So I can get it fixed elsewhere.
We don't trust
Doug.
Dirk.
What do tigers dream of? When they take a little tiger snooze. Do they dream of mauling zebras? Or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry, your pretty little head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson's and your pretty tiger bed.
What episode?
And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him a best friend hug.
Doug.
Unless he's been killed by crystal meth tweakers,
and then we're out of luck.
What wait, episode what, of Bluey wait, is that
that's,
from?
That's The Hangover, but why the hell do y'all know that full song?
That's a great
so
song.
Well? I knew it word for word.
Have you seen The Hangover?
No.
What?
It wait, came out when I was like 12.
Yeah.
That's fair.
God, are you serious?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it. And then I just didn't really care to watch it.
You are know, you allowed now? It's done.
I don't think so. I have to ask my dad.
All right, sorry. Kathy, what have you written?
I wrote, what's up, bro? This is Kathy's husband, Jake, filling in to let you know the car still needs work because of the faulty job you did on the brakes and oil. We expect a full refund for the inadequate repairs. And he just sent back after like 4-3 dottings, you know, like where it does the dots and then it goes away like he's thinking. Faulty job. Your car was fixed when it left the shop.
Fixed poorly.
I would just say we have concrete proof it wasn't. Either we get a full refund or we
take legal action. Or,
take legal action.
Have to take another route.
Ooh, Doug is going to court.
Ooh, and then he also just said, I should really be talking to Kathy since she brought the car in.
My bet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
respond back to that one. Be like, it's too late for that. She already came and saw you person and you didn't handle it properly.
Ooh, nice.
And then follow up with, we have concrete proof it was not fixed properly. Either we get a full refund or we take legal action.
Okay. Okay, so he says, what proof? Do we tell him about the
No.
It's not
no,
his business.
No, just be like,
that's irrelevant.
You'll find out in court if that's the route you choose.
Ooh, wait, why would we not say we had to take it to another mechanic and had the mechanic tell us that it was on backwards? Because how else would we know that they were backwards? We took it to XYZ mechanic and they told us that they
I wouldn't disclose that mechanic. Be like, we got a second opinion and that's our proof.
Well, because the car started shaking, right?
Yes.
So I'd be like, well, when the car started shaking as soon as I left your establishment.
And the check engine light came on.
Uh-huh, I took it to a second mechanic and he confirmed that the brake pads were installed backwards, putting my life in danger.
My wife's life.
My wife's life in danger. Thank you.
Do I say we or Kathy got a second opinion?
Kathy got a second opinion. No, say we. You guys are in this together and you're the one texting him. So let's take ownership of this.
Yeah,
say we.
You and your fake husband are in this together.
As I hoped we would be. I feel like, do we say, I don't know, would a man say putting my wife's life in danger or would they just leave it at that because they never think about the next step?
Oh, no, I think they need to spell it out. Mm-hmm. Right? He cares about you. You would say that, right, Mo? Someone.
Yes, man. Yes, man in the room.
Yes, I would say that.
So say it.
After I finish grunting, of course.
You put my life at risk. That's what everybody in those romance novels we love says.
Yeah.
he growled with disdain.
Ooh, okay. So we got a reply, and I'm starting to get kind of spicy. I'm thinking the second opinion place switched your brake pads around to get money from you. They were put on correctly here. So that's as easy as then why would the check engine light have come on? Right.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm not going to go back and forth with him about what or what did not happen. I'm done with that because that's not going to get us anywhere. Be like, the choice is yours, full refund or legal action.
Period.
Okay.
Okay.
He might. I mean, I don't feel like we have a bluff, but he's calling our bluff.
Okay.
Do what you feel you need to do.
Okay. My attorney will be reaching out shortly. Oof. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. Ride with me. Send that.
Car don't work.
Okay.
The check engine light is on, Kristen.
We've been talking about this problem the whole time.
All right. So
we ride in bikes.
Mm-hmm. Let me know when you send that.
Okay. It's sent.
So you've reached out to us. We have your contact information. Do me a favor. Text the mechanic's number to Tommy, since you have his number.
Okay.
Tommy's going to give it to me, and I've just become your attorney, and I'm about to hit him up as your attorney.
Ooh.
Kristen Klingshern, attorney at law.
Ba-choo-ba-choo.
I got to get please, you some
please,
new guns.
Please don't do that in court. Your Honor, pew-pew.
How about I do one of these, like...
like the like Fonzie?
Yeah, or no, like Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. I'm assuming you haven't seen that either.
No.
All right.
Barely know the Happy Days reference.
I was gonna say, okay. If you don't know, how you knew Happy Days?
I think,
and he didn't do the guns; he did the thumbs up.
Hey.
People would come after us if I didn't rectify that wrong.
I'm so sorry, old people of the Burt Show.
Don't come after the blessed man that is Henry Winkler.
I'm sorry, Winklers.
And he is so nice, and he's so sweet.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy
with a last name like Winkler. I don't feel like you can be a bad guy.
All right, Tommy, forward me the number.
And he did reply that his attorney will look forward to it.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Okay, Doug. Come through.
All right, how do I sound like an attorney? Are we playing with fire?
Salutations, Douglas.
You gonna hit him up now? Isn't it too fast? I don't think that's realistic.
You don't, but I wanted
to.
The
lawyer responds in like 1 minute.
they had him on retainer. And he's not very busy. He's had a lull in clients.
He's actually sitting right next to me.
Okay, fine. Here's what we'll do. I'll wait a beat, and then later today, I will hit Doug up. If you entrust this to me, if you give me the go-ahead, I will have a conversation with D-bag Doug, and he and I will pretend to be your lawyer. Are you cool with that?
At this point, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So that's what I will do later today. We've ended here, and I'll keep you updated and let you know what Doug says. It's not over. We're still fighting the good fight, Kathy. We're going to get you your money back.
Oh, I appreciate you guys so much.
You're welcome. I'm sorry you're having to go through this because I know it's a huge pain. And I hate when people take advantage of other people because they're not knowledgeable in an area. You obviously trust a professional because you are not knowledgeable in that profession. And I feel like you're getting screwed here. So we're going to try to unscrew you.
I appreciate it.
That should be the tagline of your law firm. Yeah.
Kristen Klingshern, we're here to unscrew you. Unless you're mowing those navy sweatpants.
All right. So, hey, all right. I'll be touching base with you later today, Kathy, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, bye. I do love that tagline. Very nice job, guys.
It's fire.
Do you want to be associates? Do you want to be partners?
Let's do it. The Burt Show.